Tonight, the lights will go on at high school stadia across South Dakota. Teams in the state's seven classes begin play with an eye toward state championships in mid-November. But this season, and in 2016, the lights won't go on in a southeast South Dakota town that once was a football powerhouse. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt looks at the future of small school, nine-man football in the state.
I'm going to ask you to work with me here for a minute. This is a football crowd, just not the way you're used to hearing it. For instance, it's pretty unusual to have a young man in a purple and gold football jersey come up to someone in the crowd and say,
Specials tonight are barbecued ribs, half or full rack, or chicken Alfredo.
Terrell Bartz wears number 3 for the Centerville High School Tornadoes. He's taking part in an annual football fundraiser at the Centerville Steakhouse. Any tips given to the players go to support the Tornado football team. It's a 9B program, the state's smallest class, and head coach Pat Cease will go into the season without a lot of players.
We've kind of been up and down a little bit. A couple years ago, we were right around 25, and we've kind of decreased since then. We're right at 17 right now, and we're kind of in a downturn right now at this point. Hopefully, we get over the next year or two, we won't be anywhere below 15, 16, but we hopefully will recover over a period of about 4 or 5 years.
That creates a precarious situation for the Tornadoes, who open the season in Parker Friday night. But it's a better scenario than what teams from Freeman and Highmore Herald are up against this year. Those teams won't carry their colors into games at all in 2015. Don Hotchkiss is the longtime superintendent in Freeman. He's also the athletic director. Hotchkiss says he can tell the start of school has a little different feel from previous years.
I think there's a subdued mood right now, but we're only in the third day of school, so that's kind of hard to put a measuring stick on that. We've got a cross-country meet coming up this week, and so we'll have a home volleyball on Thursday, and you know we'll have a better gauge for that. But, yeah, there's general disappointment, I think, amongst the kids.
Hotchkiss has compiled Freeman's player numbers since 1981, the year the state started postseason playoffs. In a 10-year run from 1994 to 2004, as many as 30 players wore the Flyers' maroon and white uniforms. The Flyers won 4 consecutive state titles in the late 90s. 17 players were available in 2013, 15 last year, and for the first practice this year, 10 players showed up. Freeman is a town of about 1,300 people, obviously with a proud football tradition. With all that in mind, where are the players? Don Hotchkiss could name that tune in 7 notes.
We have a lot of Xbox players, I think, but we, you know, generally, we're probably like everybody else. We've got a low interest right now in football, and our numbers, I think, reflect that. And we're trying to get a youth program started in town, and hopefully that'll bring back some interest and enthusiasm in football.
Freeman's administration basically had no choice but to cancel the season. With numbers not looking much better next year, the 2016 season went away as well. But clinging to a hope, the available players at Freeman may be able to play at another school, Coach Chris Seiler still holds nightly practices.
I'm still holding practices normal and everything like that, but it's hard to keep the kids motivated when they don't know the fate and everybody else is getting ready for this weekend.
One other program has given up football for this year, but boys who want to play football there will get their opportunity. Highmore Herald had fewer than a dozen players come out to wear the Pirates' colors this fall. Those players were invited to compete with Miller High School. They petitioned the State High School Activities Association and were approved to absorb into the Miller program. John Krogstrand with the Activities Association says Highmore Herald's leaders put together a compelling case for the board.
Yeah, ultimately it's maybe no different than a hardship case or items like that where the school or the administrators from the school have to show that there was something that was an unforeseen circumstance or something where really the kids kind of get caught in the middle a little bit.
Comparing South Dakota's nine-man football situation to a prison movie, players, coaches, and fans in Freeman are hoping for their own last-minute call that would halt the program's execution. Canastota has invited the 10 Freeman players to come play for the Hawks this season. Freeman Superintendent Don Hotchkiss says all he can do is try to plead his school's case, but he's not hopeful.
Well, I believe that after the Highmore Herald decision here a couple, 3 weeks ago, I think there's been some negativity regarding that situation, and I'm not particularly confident that they're going to change their mind and allow us to attach to a program and let Canastota stay in nine-man, or at least in 9A. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going out there with any preconceived ideas that it's going to pass. I've talked to the staff at the Activity Association. I think they'll probably oppose this.
If the answer is no, Hotchkiss and Coach Seiler have a possible contingency plan that would give their student athletes at least a few games.
9 or 10 kids that we have right now, and we're going to try to play a JV schedule. And if that JV schedule is with another school, fine. The results of our meeting a week ago was our parents said we'd like to have a JV schedule of Freeman Flyers if we can. And so that'll be first and foremost. We try to do that. But again, with 9 or 10 kids out, 1 or 2 injuries, and you can't even play a JV schedule.
The Activities Association reworked the nine-man schedule to accommodate the 8 teams that lost games when Highmore Herald decided they couldn't field a team this year. Now the 8 opponents scheduled to face Freeman are trying to avoid another hole in their schedules. Centerville had Freeman on its schedule and had a chance to play 9AA power Woolsey Wessington in Woolsey. That would have left the Tornadoes with 3 home games since Freeman was scheduled to come to Centerville in October. The Tornadoes athletic director, Doug Edberg, says that would be a difficult test for a 9B school with 17 players. Edberg and athletic directors from Alcester Hudson and Hanson worked out an agreement between the 3 schools, and with some juggling, put the Tornadoes up against Hanson in the next to last week of the regular season. Edberg says lining up against the Hanson Beavers should provide more favorable competition for Centerville.
They're not going to be a gimme by any chance, but a 9A as opposed to a 9AA. They told me they have 25 athletes. We have 17, so it sounds more ideal for us in this situation. And the state has gave us the option to go ahead and try that or work out what we want, so we are glad the state is working with us. They're doing what they can for something they really couldn't foresee happening. Nobody had gave them a heads up, and it's not their fault either.
Centerville's coach, Pat Cease, will do the best he can with his numbers this year, while realizing his program might have to take a hard look at things if roster numbers continue to decline. Cease says the state can step in if too many teams face that option.
If a certain number of nine-man teams, if we fall below that, we will actually reduce a class of 9 men, so we'll only have 2. So in the Activities Association policies, that might possibly be a real solution, or it might be a possible real thing that could happen.
After Centerville's opener at Parker Friday night, they'll have the home opener next week against Garrettson. No matter how the season turns out for the Tornadoes, they'll still have an opportunity players in Freeman and Highmore Herald would love to have as well. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbold.